Just update on the injuries. Wesley Woodyard left the game with the ankle. He'll be day-to-day. We'll take tomorrow off, let the players rest up, then get back to work ready for Oakland Tuesday. Any questions?
Worried about Vaughn at all?
No, he's fine. He came back.
Celebrate briefly the AFC West title?
No, just other than acknowledging it because it was one of our goals. But, you know, we still have a lot of improvement to do as a football team, and it's just a starting point for us, really.
A starting point to what end?
Well, there's, you know, different championships. You know, your division is obviously one. The other one everybody aspires to be is your conference championship. And at the end of the day, everybody's looking for that world championship. So, you know, it's a great accomplishment. It's a tribute to the staff and coaches in that locker room. They did a fantastic job. And, you know, we still have a whole quarter of the season left and see what happens.
We all know about the offense from Peyton Manning, but on defense, what has been some of the keys that you bring in this defense from one that, you know, gave up its 40-point games last year to the one now that makes a lot of quarterbacks look very ordinary, a lot of good ones?
Well, I think, you know, again, it's players. You know, it's a players' league. And, you know, guys like Von Miller, Elvis Dumervil, you know, Von last year was, you know, one-handed probably for 6 to 8 games, I don't recall exactly. You know, Derek Wolfe coming in, I think, you know, Kevin Vickerson's improved. Mitch Unrein, you saw both on offense and defense today. You know, so just, you know, all in all, good team defense and, you know, guys are playing hard for each other.
You have to go through Mitch and tell him you have to pick up the slack from Stoke to be ready to pass game.
Yeah, he was all ready because Stoke couldn't go.
Well, what do you think of Tampa Bay firing off on the line? Like they've done in the past.
Yeah, I mean, we were prepared for it. We saw it, and, you know, kind of is what it is.
John, after, what did they do early? Because it seemed that, and then it was like an adjustment on offense that you made.
Yeah, are you talking about offensively or defensively? Yeah,
because we, you
know, they gave us a little nickel look we'd not seen yet. You know, for us, you know, last year we had kind of a specific offense that you know, we'd have to kind of wait and see how people adjusted. And, you know, even with our offense now, you know, not everybody runs it. Not everybody runs a no huddle all the time. So there is an adjustment. And, you know, I think it's great by our players and our coaches to make those adjustments. And, you know, I thought you could see that as we move through the game.
Are we being nitpicky talking about slower starts, faster finishes, or is that something that concerns you as well?
You know, I think at the end of the day, you just want more points than they have, you know, and, you know, that's kind of, you know, the design of the game. And, you know, sometimes they have a little bit to do with it, too. So that team gets, you know, paid in practices as well.
John, while you have loftier goals, will you allow yourself to enjoy this, knowing that you've taken that first step?
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime you win, I enjoy it for a minute, you know, at least a few minutes tonight, and then, you know, then we turn it around and get right back at it the next day, so that part doesn't change.
Did we give it an extra 5 minutes because you made the playoffs?
No, you know, I think probably not. It'll be business as usual.
For you personally, one of 10 coaches to win back-to-back division titles, first 2 years?
You know, I don't really have much to say to that. You know, I've been blessed. There's no doubt this is a great city, a great team, and I'm proud to be here.